It's a blessing to gather on Wednesday nights. What an encouragement to see each one here and to be able to share these requests together and then to lift them up before the Lord. It's always a privilege, too, to open the Word of God. A couple of months ago when I shared on a Wednesday night, the focus was my love for you. Well, tonight we're going to get bigger and better, much bigger and better. We talk about God's love for you. I was talking with a brother on Monday, and in our discussion, we began to talk about the impact that the love of God should have on us as believers. And later, as I was thinking back to that conversation, my mind was brought to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4. So I'm going to ask you to turn there as we look into the Scriptures. There's so much in the Scripture about the love of God. It's the theme of poems and songs and articles and blogs and books and conversations and on and on. And we know that hearing so much about the love of God can actually sometimes cause us to slip into taking that for granted. Here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4, a familiar passage, we read these words, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." I want us to just think a little bit about that phrase, His great love with which He loved us. You know, eternity will not exhaust the discussion of our appreciation of the love of God. But tonight I'd like for us to just kind of narrow it down a little bit. My question is this: what's so great about God's love for us? Now, we could take some time and have a testimony meeting and we could get a lot of responses to that question. What's so great about God's love for us? I'd like to narrow the infinite love of God and the things that are great about that. I'm going to narrow it down to five reasons that God's love for us is great. As time allows us, we'll see what we can do with that. And I'd like to do it against the backdrop of the ocean. It's warm weather. Maybe you're thinking about going to the beach. Maybe you just been to the beach. You're getting ready to go. Or you're just going to look at some pictures of it. Or maybe you don't like sand, so you don't even go. But you know about the ocean. You know, a couple of years ago up at Mountaintop at Excel, was introduced to a song that we were singing. And one of the phrases in that song, singing it to the Lord, said, "And your love in wave after wave crashes over me." And many times I think about that. The love of God is crashing over me like, not like a wave, but like wave after wave or in wave after wave. And sometimes even when I've been to the beach and been out there in the ocean and nobody was near me and the wind was blowing real loudly so I could sing, and I would sing that, you know, thinking of the Lord and His love in wave after wave crashing over me. You know, God's love is like an ocean. During the Welsh Revival of 1904, William Rees wrote a song which was considered the love song of the Welsh Revival. It was later translated into English from Welsh by William Williams. It's recently been taken by Matt Redman, a songwriter in England, and using the same tune, he's added a little chorus to it at the end. But let me just read a couple of the verses. "Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us His precious blood. Who His love will not remember? Who can cease to sing His praise? He can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. On the Mount of Crucifixion, fountains open deep and wide. Through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above, and heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love. No love is higher. No love is wider. No love is deeper. No love is truer. No love is like your love, O Lord. I'd like for us to consider some reasons that God's love for us is so great. It's in wave after wave crashing over us. You know, God's love for us is great because it's unconditional. It's unconditional. To be unconditional means to not be limited by conditions, to be absolute. When we think of unconditional love, we think of a love that does not say, if you do this, I will love you. There are those situations in our lives where we've felt that we had to earn someone's love. We had to deserve it. We had to do what they wanted us to do, and if we did, they would love us in response to that. And unfortunately, sometimes with God, we seem to have that same attitude. But that's not what His love is like. No, His love is great. It's unconditional. You know, the ocean waves are not dependent on you, are they? You can stand out in the ocean and the wave can be coming at you and you can hold up your hand and yell, stop! That wave's going to come right on. It's not dependent on you. You can't. You could hit your fist into the wave when it comes by. You can get a line of people and line them up down the beach and those waves are still going to come in. It's unconditional. And God's love for you is not dependent on you. You know, God loved you before you ever did anything good. I put that good in quotation marks because the Bible says there's none who does good. But you know what I mean. Before we ever did anything good, in fact, here in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, just as He, God, chose us in Him, Christ, before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I believe you read those Sunday morning, didn't you, Dave? I think you read that verse. Before we ever did anything, God loved us. And you know what? God still loves you after you do anything bad. Romans 8, 38 and 39, Paul says, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing that you can do to make God love you more, and there's nothing you can do to make God love you less. Sometimes with the children, we sing the Jesus Loves Me song, and one of those verses goes, Jesus loves me when I'm good, when I do the things I should. Then we sing, Jesus loves me when I'm bad, though it makes Him very sad. His heart breaks over sin, but it doesn't change His love for us. You see, God loves you just the same, regardless of how you behave. Now, is that a great love or what? God's love is unconditional. Secondly, God's love is unfathomable. Unfathomable. To be unfathomable means not able to be fathomed or not able to be completely understood. Fathom as a noun is a unit of length equal to 6 feet, mainly used in nautical measurements. Some of you sailors may be familiar with the fathom. To fathom as a verb means to measure the depth of water by means of a sounding line, a weighted line with distances marked off at regular intervals, and it would be used to measure, particularly probably in olden days and maybe in some situations even now. I was reading about ocean waves that are 3 miles beneath the surface in the South Pacific Ocean. So these waves are not, they're 3 miles deep and they're 800 feet tall. Now, if you were able to ride that wave, if you're going to body surf 3 miles deep at 800 foot wave, and you tried to fathom that wave, you couldn't get to the bottom of that. You couldn't reach the bottom. And that's like the love of God. You see, God's love for us is beyond our full comprehension. We can't get to the bottom of it. You know why? You know why, don't you? There's no bottom, right? So you can't get to the bottom when there's no bottom. God's love is unfathomable. Here in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, Paul prays that we might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. That's what he desires for us to do, to be growing in our knowledge of that love of God, but understanding we'll never get to the bottom of it. God's love is bottomless. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. John writes in his first letter, chapter 3, verse 1, that we should be called children of God. Dare we ever take that for granted? What that means, from the enemy of God to the child of God, God loves you more than you can even imagine. That's God's love for you. That's how He loves you. Not dependent on what you do. Not dependent on what you don't do. But because He is love, He loves you. Thirdly, God's love is great. So great. Because it's unmistakable. It's unmistakable. Something that's unmistakable is clear. It's obvious. It's not going to be mistaken for something else. And even though you may not know everything there is to know about ocean waves, I don't think any of you would confuse an ocean wave with a sound wave or a light wave or a radio wave, even though there are similarities. They have some fundamental properties that are the same, and yet ocean waves are unmistakable among waves because there is conclusive evidence that this is an ocean wave. You know, God's love for you stands alone from all other loves for you. No love is like your love, O Lord. The deepest love you've ever experienced from another person, as wonderful as that is, and as representative as it may be, it pales in comparison to the love that God has for you. You, individually, that God has for you. Galatians 2 and verse 20, Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. That is unmistakable love. There is no other love like that love that can be mistaken for the love of God, because here's the Son of God becoming a human being and giving His life for me, for you. That's unmistakable. You can't get that mixed up with any other love. There's no other love that comes close. See, God's love for you is not limited by your experience of being loved by others. Sometimes we understand God's love because of the way someone else loves us. And that can be helpful, but that leaves us far short of really understanding and appreciating and experiencing the love of God. Fourthly, God's love for you is great, so great, because it's undeniable. It's undeniable. It can't be truly disputed. You know, ocean waves can't honestly be disputed. Someone can stand on the shore and loudly exclaim that the waves aren't there, but we would stand and say that's either foolish or dishonest. The waves are there. It's clear. There's clear evidence that the waves are there. And God's love for you can't honestly be denied. There is clear evidence that it is there. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. We often have been taught and encourage children and adults to put your name in there because that's a reality. For God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son. And Romans 5:8 tells us that God demonstrates His own love toward us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And sometimes you may not feel like God loves you. You wouldn't tell anybody that. Probably wouldn't even admit it to yourself. But sometimes you start wondering, does God really love me? Why is he allowing this into my life? Why is he not responding to my prayers in the way that I want him to? But you know, God's love for you is not diminished by your doubt. It's not minimized by your misunderstanding of his love. He loves you just the same. Whether you doubt it, whether you believe it, whether you understand it, whether you misunderstand it, it's undeniable. And finally, God's love. It's a great love. It's the great love with which he loved us, is the way the Spirit had Paul write it in Ephesians 2:4. It's great because it's uncontainable. It's not able to be restrained. It's not able to be controlled. And again, you can go out into the ocean with your sand bucket and you can try to stop the waves and hold it all in here. I'm going to get the wave in my bucket. And a little kid will probably do that. He'd go out and say, "Look, Daddy, I got the wave in my bucket." Son, you don't have the wave in your bucket, you know. You've got a little bit of the wave in your bucket. But the wave can't be contained. It's too great. And that's God's love for us. In 1 John 4:16, we read that we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. God is love. You see, God's love for you is His very essence and character. And so, like Him, His love is infinite and cannot be contained in time or space. In other words, you can't keep it to yourself. You can't keep it to yourself. In Romans 5:5, we read that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You know, God's love for you isn't limited to you. And realize it or not, God's love, like a ocean wave, is splashing off of you and hitting those around you. God's love is being poured into you. I do admit, maybe the way that I move affects how much of God's love hits you off of me. So I do have an impact there. But you can't contain it. You can't contain it. You see, the great love with which God loves you is unconditional. It's unfathomable. It's unmistakable. It's undeniable. It's uncontainable. And that's just a little teeny bit of an understanding of the love of God. So I want to encourage you to allow these waves of God's love to crash over you. They're crashing anyway. But just allow that. Recognize that. I want to just ask you to close your eyes as we get ready to pray. And I just want you to visualize that, if you might, in that sense of God's love being a wave that comes in and crashes over you. That love of His vast ocean, infinite love, it's crashing over you, and it doesn't just come one time. When we go to the beach, the waves continue. Sometimes they're bigger, sometimes they're smaller, but that's God's love for you. That's God's love for you. It's unconditional. It's not dependent on what you do. It's too deep. You'll never be able to grasp it all. It's unmistakable. Recognize the love of God and don't deny it. Don't try to convince yourself that maybe God doesn't love you. Maybe you've not done what you should and therefore God doesn't love you. Don't listen to Satan's lies. And that love is uncontainable. And as it crashes over you, ask the Lord to help it to splash onto someone else. No love is higher. No love is wider. No love is deeper. No love is truer. Father, there is no love like Your love, O Lord. It's vast as an ocean. Lord, it's crashing over us in wave after wave after wave after wave after wave. And Lord, may we never take it for granted. Father, may Your love for us penetrate the depths of our hearts, of our beings. And Father, may it change the way we look at You. May it change the way we look at ourselves. May it change the way we look at others. May it change the way we look at our lives, our opportunity, our opportunities, our ministries, our possessions, our time. Father, may Your love just wash over every part of our beings and change us. Father, we thank You that it's all because of the Lord Jesus, and we pray in His name. Amen. Amen. The Lord loves you.